I greet you with blessings today on this third Sunday after Pentecost, June 21st. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. We also welcome members of St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard, where I was recently appointed as their administrative interim pastor. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please join in confessing our sins. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now I invite you to join me in prayer. Teach us, good Lord God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, except that of knowing that we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 through 13, Psalm 69, verses 7 through 18, Romans chapter 6, verses 1b through 11, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Fear. It's such a powerful word that can often have a tremendous and devastating impact on our life. Fear can shake us to the core and make us question ourselves and our decisions. My sense of fear certainly has been heightened during this time of the pandemic. With good reason, I'd say, because there is so much unknown about this deadly disease. Have I already had it and didn't know it? Do I have it? Have I had symptoms that may have warranted getting tested and I just ignored them? Am I asymptomatic? How do I know that if I stop by to visit my elderly members, I don't have it and won't give it to them? How do I know if it's really okay to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy or the gas station or any place because I may not have it, but others around me might? Is wearing a mask enough? If I continue to social distance from others, is that even enough? What if a vaccine isn't developed soon? What if a cure isn't found? This is probably only a small sampling of what has been rushing through my head as I venture away from home and the office and out into the public. Does any of this sound familiar? Have you had any of these fears as you also venture outside of your home? Fear often tends to keep a tight grip on us. Fear can be debilitating for some. Some people can't walk outside of their homes for fear of the unknown. I have one son, Charlie. I worry about him every day. I sometimes wonder if it's normal for me to have this continuing sense of fear that something may happen to him while I'm still alive. Most parents pray they don't outlive their children. When Charlie was a baby and slept in his crib, I was constantly checking on him because I had heard about sudden infant death syndrome. He played football in school, and I always feared he would get hit too hard, even though he was a pretty big kid and could put fear into his opponent. When he got his driver's license, I was even more fearful that he would get into an accident. And then when he was 18, he became a volunteer firefighter at the local department, which caused even more fear and anxiety for me. Now Charlie is 39 years old and works in downtown Detroit for Detroit EMS. He loves his job and is very responsible in his line of work, but I still fear for his safety. He has a dangerous job. Add to the situation the protests and riots and looting and destruction. I've had some sleepless nights, I'll tell you. I've often wondered if Jesus' disciples experienced fear when they gave up everything to follow him. They left the security of their homes. They left their families and all their loved ones. They left their livelihood to follow him. How did their families feel? How could they not have some fear of the unknown? And yet, the disciples still left everything behind and followed him. The disciples saw Jesus perform miracles. They saw him heal people with all kinds of diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, lepers. They listened to his teachings. Oh, they knew those in authority were questioning who he was and what his motives were. To say he was not a popular person with the scribes and Pharisees is an understatement. In our gospel last week from earlier in Matthew 10, Jesus granted the disciples the same remarkable powers he had to heal, exorcise demons, cleanse lepers, even to raise the dead. This did not come without cost. He knew they would be facing arrest, being beaten, hated, and persecuted in his name. And yet he also denies them the very things they will need: money, pay, extra clothes, a staff for protection, even sandals. Jesus said, "See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves." Jesus knows the threats are real. The violence is real. Possible death is real. Therefore, their fear is real. And so he knows that he must prepare them to face their fears. If not, his ministry and mission will fail. His message will not be proclaimed to the world. Time and time again, we hear Jesus say, "Do not be afraid. Have no fear." Really? Have no fear? Jesus encourages his disciples as he encourages us. Stand firm in your faith. Hold fast to your convictions. When the world crumbles around you, hold fast to that which is true. No one but God alone can destroy the body and soul. Therefore, God alone is the one we should fear. And yet, we know we serve a loving God who will protect us against every enemy. Our God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God is love. We all face fears in our lives. Right now, it may be the fear of the coronavirus, or fear of job loss, or fear from other effects of COVID-19. It may be fear of the riots, or fear of the changes that must come from within us to stop the racism and violence and hatred that is so prevalent in our society. It may be fears of what our church will experience once we resume in-person services. Will our members return? What will worship even look like? And it may be fears of what we will do now without a pastor, without a shepherd to lead us. This can be real fear, and it's a fear that every church has faced before and at some point in the future will face again. That doesn't make it any less fearful when you are experiencing it. But we must remember that it is God we serve. God loves us and will protect, guide, and comfort us through these difficult times. We are equipped saints called to carry Christ's message and mission into the world. God will never leave us. In Isaiah 41, we hear these words of assurance. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God." Our loving God is with us. Have no fear. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. This is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.